We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, June 13th, 2019. We have a brand new War of the Roses, and I'm not going to lie, the rest of the show is kind of depressing with the Bruins losing in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. We'll look back on where we all were and how miserable we all are today. Go Bees. Is it football season yet?
Petrangelo holding. Got it to Bouwmeester. Shoots one. Score! Bouwmeester! It was deflected in front by O'Reilly, and it becomes 1-0. The Blues with 10 seconds to go. The longest wait for a first title any team in this league has had. For the first time in their history, the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions.
St. Louis Blues win over the Boston Bruins in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, 4-1. And for one final time this season, please welcome in the Salt and Dan Show.
Dan, Danny boy. How you doing today?
You know, let's just start at the beginning.
Okay, can I talk you off the ledge? Because I know last night it was a tough one for you.
Listen, they scored on their third freaking shot of the game.
Oh my God, can you believe it? Like, after I can't even find the words right
if
now.
If I could score on my third try at the bar, I'd be putting up Motley Crue in their prime numbers.
They, after the first period of play, they had 50% of their shots go in the net.
And we were all over them in the first period, too. It was like Carson at a Vineyard Vines outlet when pastels are half off.
Oh, my God.
All over them. And they score with 8 seconds left in the period. Do you know how long 8 seconds is? 36 seconds have passed since I snapped my fingers. That's how long 8 seconds is, and they score.
It reminds me of that movie with God rest his soul, Luke Perry. 8 seconds it took him to score at the end of the... We couldn't hang on for 8 seconds. Apparently, Marshy just said, oh, look, a shiny thing. I got to go to the bench and just let his man just
oh,
waltz
my God,
right
kid. Marshawn looked like me trying to find my Uber drunk at 2 a.m. He's just wandering around lost.
Hey, guys.
You need
hey,
a
guys.
Shift change with 10 seconds left? You're killing me, Small.
Oh, my God. And I don't know. Have we officially checked the nets? Because it seemed like Tuukka's net was much larger than Bennington's. I'm
I
just
would like
saying.
To measure the slope of the ice. Something was off.
Something was off because beach balls were going in. Everything was going in the net last night. Tuukka couldn't catch Jack. He couldn't catch a cold if he tried last night.
Oh, my God. And Bennington, what happened to that five hole the size of the Mass Pike? Where were you?
Holy God, this guy's...
Mr. AHL showed up.
He's been sandbagging, and you know what it was? It was all those years in Providence.
Oh.
It was those years in Providence that made him ready for the prime time. And you know what? I got a bone to pick with Mike Dunham.
What's that?
Mike Dunham, Kate Merrill's husband, because he's the one who prepared this kid. He's the one who prepared this kid for the NHL, and then he goes out to the Blues. The worst team, by the way, I might say back in January, the worst team in the NHL. And he goes, and he stands on his head last night. Come on. Come
you know,
on.
I have some thoughts.
What are your thoughts?
What's that?
The Blues had the longest cup drought in NHL history.
51 years.
I think we let them have it out of the kindness of our hearts. I'm just going to say this.
It was charity?
Yeah. You know, they had never won one. And think of all the impoverished kids that are going to now have Bruins 2019 Stanley Cup champion shirts.
Yes, that's
we're doing
true.
God's work, really.
You're right.
You
you're
say
right.
Mother Teresa, I say Zdeno Chara.
You know, we've had enough parades, and I think that's the problem. That's the thing. You know, we need to want it again, Boston. Mm. We need to want it as fans. And I saw a lot of people yesterday. Our own music director here at the radio station, Mike Mullaney, he put a garbage tweet up yesterday about, oh, I saw an arch in the air, a cloud that was the shape of the arch. Is this a bad omen? What kind of fan are you putting that garbage out there in the universe before Game 7?
What are you doing staring at clouds, Nancy boy? Get your head in the game.
Come on, man.
And my final thoughts is, you know, my head hurts.
Yeah.
My heart hurts.
Yeah.
But mostly, my liver hurts.
Yeah.
I supported this team every night through the playoffs for 2.5 months. I was drinking hurt.
Yeah.
I was drinking tired.
You were coming
into work. I was drinking on work nights.
You were coming to work hungover?
I was drinking when I didn't want to, when I had other plans.
Yeah.
And it just hurts after all that work with the boys to not lift the Stanley Cup.
They let you down, buddy.
I was doing rally shots of Doctor when they were down, and this is what I get.
It's crazy.
Oh, I'm sorry, crazy. Dan.
It's okay. The Pats are almost here. It's okay.
Yeah, it's
all right. It's okay. 10 seconds to go. It's okay. The longest wait.
I'm going to break that board if you keep playing this.
For the first time in their history, the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions.
You're a Blues mole. That's what it is. Secret Blues fan over there.
The final.
Someone check on John Krasinski. Is he okay?
Oh, my God, yeah.
No.
I think Roy took him out for drinks after the game last night.
You know what? We'll always be Bees fans. It's okay. You can't win them all.
Yeah.
Still a Bruins fan. Let's go Bees. We'll get them next year.
Let's go.
And at least John Hamm wasn't in the building.
Yeah. Also, St. Louis is a garbage city.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We have Emma in this morning. Hi, Emma.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing all right. What's going on with you and Rob that you need to do roses today?
Well, my boyfriend just got his master's degree, and the graduation was over the weekend.
Congratulations to him.
Right.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Or not.
Yeah. Or not. So I've been with him the whole time. I've been helping him study. I've been dealing with him not being able to go out or do anything because he's always in the library. So basically just supporting him any way that I can. And when I took my seat for the ceremony, another woman sat down next to me. And it was kind of strange because he got two tickets and I thought that his mom was going to be the person with the other ticket. So I just said, screw it. And I asked her where she got the ticket from. You know, maybe it was a mistake. So I started talking to her. She said she got it from her boyfriend. And honestly, I didn't know what to say after that. So I have no idea who she is, and I need some answers.
So you didn't ask her if it was Rob?
Well, that's a hard question to ask.
You don't say, hey, how did you know Rob?
Right.
Have you guys ever been in that situation? I believe in you. I understand how your stomach drops into your feet, and you don't know what else to do.
I've never been to a graduation in my life.
Okay. Congratulations to him. What's his name so I can keep an eye for him when he comes across the stage?
You guys, that's not what we do. We're not that fast.
Oh, okay.
We're too busy sweating.
I didn't think. Yeah, I like froze. I wasn't thinking about, you know.
All right.
The things I can do.
Let's do it.
All right. So producer Dan is going to dial up Rob. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for his cell phone provider. She's going to use the name Shelley, offering up the dozen long-stemmed red roses. And then we'll see who he sends them to. Okay, Emma? Be very quiet while this is happening. Hang on.
Okay.
Thank you, Dan. My chair broke.
Hello?
Hello, may I please speak with Rob?
Yeah, this is Rob.
Hi, Rob. My name is Shelley. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm so glad to hear. I'm great. Thanks for asking. Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and we want to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we can send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Did you say free?
Yeah, free roses.
Free. And, okay.
Okay, cool.
I don't have to give you any credit card information or anything like that?
The only thing I need from you to start is a name for the card.
All right. Sure. Can you send them to Sophia?
I sure can. And what would you like the card to say to Sophia?
Just say, love, Rob.
Love? Yeah, love? What the f***? Rob, who the hell is Sophia?
Who is it? Hello?
That's Emma, Rob. This is Carson and Kennedy. War of the Roses on Mix 104.1.
So I guess Sophia is the woman that was sitting next to me at your graduation? I mean, what the hell were you thinking? Rob?
I don't... She's just been my study buddy, all right? And she's been... She's been a support, okay?
She's been your support. Really? Did she do all your laundry because you were studying? Did she bring you food to the library? Did she deal with your mood because you were sleep deprived? I think not. I dealt with all that.
Sweetie, you don't understand.
No, don't sweetie me. No. I understand perfectly. I can't believe you did this to me after everything I've done, after everything I've helped you with. No.
Hello? All right, I guess Emma's gone.
Whew, I never had a study buddy like that before.
I mean, really? You brought your girlfriend to sit next to your girlfriend at your graduation?
She wasn't supposed to sit next to her, okay? I can't believe it. I gotta go.
I'm sure you do.
Bye.
So it was a logistical error, really. I mean, I get it. She brings him Red Bulls. He falls in love. The seating chart gets messed up, and here we are.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy, I just want to go around the room real quick and see where everybody watched the game last night, if there was any good experiences, fun experiences, or miserable experiences you would like to share with us.
I should probably go last.
Okay. Salt?
I sat on 1/8 of my bed watching the Bruins game in almost silence on a mini iPad.
Wow.
So it was like Bruins to the right.
Yeah. At one point, my wife started talking to me about the game. And CP was asleep, and I'm like, shh. She's like, wait, no. But I was like, shh.
It's like ASMR hockey.
Yeah.
Bucks on net, bucks on net, bucks on net.
What is Marshawn? And then doing? And then when Riley scored the first goal, I was like, I yelled out a big giant. Maybe nearly broke sleep training. But, you know, whatever.
Kennedy, I host the Townie Family Feud every year.
I just don't understand how good Charlestown folks did anything but watch the game. I'm very confused by
that. We were at the Knights, and they set up a huge projection TV, so that was on. And you have never seen a host, namely me, run through a game of Family Feud faster than anybody in the history of Family Feud.
I feel
Feud.
You.
We started at 6:30, okay? And by the end of the first period, I had run through all 20 teams, all of the rounds, and we had a champion.
There you go.
I ran through it as quick. I was at home.
And the game was 5 minutes late.
I was at home by the start of the second period.
Oh, wow.
Back at my house. There was an awesome moment, I will say. We were playing the game.
No, there wasn't.
Well, this was before the game. Before the game.
Oh, I was like, no, there wasn't. I don't remember.
National anthem is being sung on TV, mm-hmm. and one of the contestants is like, we need to sing the national anthem. And she started singing.
Stop.
Oh.
And then everybody started singing.
What a moment.
Right there in the Knights.
What a time.
People took off their hats. They stood up. And everybody sang the national anthem.
That's awesome.
It was actually pretty cool. Annie?
I made a grave mistake and left my house, and I shouldn't have. We headed down to Canal Street. We thought we were going to get into hurricanes. That was funny.
Now we know why we lost, Kennedy.
So me and 500 of my closest friends were standing in line at hurricanes, and I was like, yeah, I'm not doing this. So
you're learning, young buck. You're learning.
I can't wait in line. It's dumb. So we went. We're like, okay, let's go down to Faneuil. Hopefully those bars will be a little more empty. So
sure.
We went.
Do you mean
and,
like Faneuil's house or like Faneuil Hall?
Faneuil's house. And we went into one of the bars right by the Bell in Hand, and it was fine at first, and then obviously everybody had the same idea.
Right.
So I got packed. I tried to get a beer at the bar for 25 minutes. Guy wasn't serving me. I was like, okay, we're going back to Quincy because I'm not doing this anymore.
So when I got here this morning, Danielle from the afternoon show was in the lobby.
Yes, so she came back to Quincy with me and my friends.
Oh.
And she lives on the North Shore, so I was like, guess you're staying at my house. It was a really sad Uber ride home. I don't think either of us spoke. We got back to my house. I was like, good night. I just went right to sleep.
Good night, Moon.
Just a single tear going down my cheek.
Producer Dan, good morning.
Was there a hockey game last night? I'm not really a sports fan.
I said it yesterday. The Bruins are going to kill Dan. And I think it happened. His spirit. Anyway.
I watched it at home with my parents, and they scored with 8 seconds left at the end of the first period.
Yes.
And my dad flies off the recliner. He's like, screw this. I'm going in the bedroom to watch a Civil War documentary.
Sounds about right.
We didn't see him for the rest of the night.
Did his side win in that documentary?
Yeah, he might have lost twice last night.
You know, I don't know who he's rooting for. Where he was alive.
He had a tough night. He was 0-2.
Oh boy.
At one point in the second period, my mother was just cradling the dog, chanting, let's go Bruins, like shell-shocked.
Stop it. Oh.
And then they scored again. And she was like, well, I guess that didn't work. I'm going to bed.
Oh, Nancy.
So I shadow boxed in the living room alone.
Yeah, it caused quite the riff while we were playing the town funny Family Feud when they scored those first two goals, and then people just quit paying attention to the game.
Yeah.
They started throwing pizza at one another. It was ugly.
That's, you guys all remember a couple years ago when we had that Super Bowl party where the Pats lost.
Yeah, you remember
what it was like when the people were like, we're going. We're going. We got to go.
Well, we had the better team.
Yeah.
We had the better team. And they were in last place in January, St. Louis. I mean, congrats to St. Louis. Kennedy?
So I'm just going to say,
if you went to the game, I'm going to start knocking over chairs.
I'm just going to say this, that if there's one thing Salt taught me during the time that I have known him, is that you don't add new things in during playoffs and such. Boy.
Kennedy hasn't changed her underwear since they won the first game of the playoffs.
I didn't watch the first one, the second one, the third one, the fourth one, or the fifth one, or the sixth one, so I sure didn't watch the seventh one because I didn't want it to be my fault.
I respect it. I respect that.
That is your fault.
It is not my
fault.
What
did you watch instead?
The back of my eyes.
Yep.
That's why you're so perky today. Why?
And you were still late. That makes no sense. You were still late this morning. Did you get too much sleep?
Yeah. I mean, I woke up at 11 o'clock thinking it was 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Wide awake and ready to go.
No, I hear you.
Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. You went to bed at what time? 7?
7:30. I was probably asleep by 7:30. I would peek my eye open every once in a while, and then I'd want to check the score, but I never did that during the series, so I refuse to do it now. You know.
A text from the 339. Can we just send Kennedy to the Deathly Hallows for the entire show while we mourn the Bees' loss?
Look, I get it that everybody's sad, and I'm sorry, too. You know I love all of our teams here, but I feel like at the same time, do you not want one person to make you laugh today? Because if you don't, I'll shut up. If you don't, I will stop being that guy. You guys can I go home then?
Is that what you wanted me to do, Dan?
I felt that it's like you read my mind.
It's all right.
While you were sleeping, I was leaving colorful Facebook messages after a couple beverages.
Actually, I'm sure you were, and that's why we love you, Dan.
Oh, I need to go check that.
There's a bunch of quitters on my timeline after one period.
There was no better message than the simple one-word message from our music director, Mike Mulaney.
Oh, what did he say?
On the Facebook.
I need to go see that one.
Oh, Disney.
It's
word
four letters.
Say.
It's just four letters, one word.
It's Puck, I think.
It's the mother of all. Yes.
It was in caps.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy, as we wrap up the show.
Yeah.
Oh, I almost forgot.
About this song?
10 seconds to go. Oh. The longest wait for a first title any team in this league has had. For the first time in their history, the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions.
Yeah.
Boston Bruins lose in the Stanley Cup Finals, Game 7.
I don't believe they were in the game, actually.
Oh, come on.
Had some people leave us a few messages.
Yeah.
As we try and sort through it all this morning, as we try and figure it all out, as we open up our soul to you and share our pain. Even producer Dan is coming here.
Okay. Are you guys not feeling better? We've been out here for hours. Is it? You feel better today?
A little bit.
No. Feeling a little bit better? Anyone?
It still stings from 2013, Kennedy.
Okay, really. Build a bridge.
Still not over the Celtics.
Who? They're dead to me.
What is the number? Is this
SCF1?
SCF.
And it already has the Everybody Hurts Bet under it.
Oh, it does? Oh, thank you, Dan. Take a listen, Kennedy. When your day
is long. Just goose va-va.
the night is yours alone. So much emotion right now.
Just one.
So the Bruins played. They played last night. They didn't play how we wish, but they played. And, you know, somebody has to lose, and it was our turn. So looking forward to next season and hoping we can come back and win next year. And I didn't even move when they got the goal. I was just like, okay, there's one. We need some more to win.
Need two more to tie.
So, yeah, scores work.
It was great sadness. Nothing was thrown, but just sadness.
Love the Bruins still. Hate the way they played last night. First line, ought to be embarrassed. Marchand, slap yourself. Whip yourself, whatever you do to everybody else. Krejci, where was Krejci this whole series? They needed Belichick in that locker room to kick their ass and tell them to get going.
Wow.
The ones that we know did not show up last night. All the Tuukka haters, we wouldn't have been there without Tuukka. Yeah, he didn't have his best game of the series, but we would not have got that far without Tuukka. Still love the Bruins. Absolutely hate and was mortified by the way they played last night. Thank you. Be like
I like that one.
Where was David Krejci? She makes a valid point.
Right?
Wow.
And no, they would have won the game without Tuukka last night. I feel like no goalie would have been better than Tuukka last night.
Kennedy could have been up in there.
No.
Kennedy's a great goalie.
Nobody scores on Kennedy.
Since early 2008, you're talking
right. Just slapping down relationships.
We'd have 11 cups.
Like 27 kids, but alas, it was not to be.
All right, that is it for us. We Everybody are done. Knows. Congratulations to the St. Louis
Indeed.
Blues.
You have one.
One.
Really, come on, you guys. Look up all of it. I love you all. I hope your day gets better. Thank I know you. This was hard for all of you, and thank you for being here this morning today, and thanks for smiling through the pain. I appreciate you.
Let's go to the 99 and get drunk.
All right.
Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.